So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Welcome. So I've already tried this material out off Broadway, and it was amazing, the response. The producer told me, don't go to any more calls. We just can't put them up quickly enough. I filled in last night on a national show, and I asked for some military people, and I'm asking right now. And the thing that infuriated me, of course, is what I'm going to play you that Democrats said in this one-minute clip out of nowhere, attacking the commander-in-chief powers of the president of the United States. That's what they're doing. I'm not going to be crazy like they are and scream sedition, but it's un-American. It's unpatriotic what they're doing. Even all of them have military service. And not one, but two of them are here in Pennsylvania. DeLuzio, who's delusional, and the Houlihan out in horsey country. What they're doing in this clip is reminding, I would more than reminding, they are encouraging another wall of resistance. Now, it's one thing to do no kings and the goofballs in Havertown, and we're going to resist even politically. Some low-ranking person in the Agriculture Department says, hell no, I'm going to slow walk whatever Trump wants, which is problematic. Deep state and all that, remember that? But when you have a bunch of people who either worked in the CIA or the military encouraging something that is so extremely rare. We're trying to get Colonel Alan West on to talk about this. And that is, I'm not going to follow that order. That is an unconstitutional, an illegal order. I think somebody told me last night the immorality. So I had a guy call me who was a Marine for years, talked about basic training. And they were saying things like, you can't shoot a prisoner if they've surrendered, even if an order. That's an illegal order. You can't rape women. Me lie, something like that, right? Of course, these are not only outrageous, they're specific. So what are these Democrats trying to do? They're trying to open another front against Trump as the commander-in-chief. And they're getting away with it because the Philadelphia Inquirer doesn't even tell their readers what they're up to, even though one of the principals is Chrissy Houlihan, who last week interrupted Mike Johnson's news conference to bother him, saying he works for me also. She's running. She's testing the waters, the squad member, to run against Fetterman. I know it's a lot down the road. That's what I think is happening. All right, listen to this. You'll hear her. You'll hear Mark Kelly, who usually, I don't think, does this. You'll hear Senator Slotkin from Michigan, who is in the CIA, DeLuzio, Crow, and the other woman's from New Hampshire. It's only about a minute, and it's slickly put together. But it's outrageous. And look, like any institution, the military has nutbags out there. They have some loose cannons also. They may hate Trump. So these loose cannon nutbags, they get to get fired up because of this, activated, if you will, triggered. We're not dealing with somebody refusing to do an order for Trump to virtue signal. We're dealing with where people get shot. I mean, Jack Nicholson's character, Colonel Jessup, is repugnant, to put it mildly, in what he did in A Few Good Men. But if you remember, I think he was winning the argument until we went into the Code Red with Tom Cruise about people don't follow orders, people die. These people are not just silly, they're not just woke. People die in this situation. We're talking about sedition, not in a legal sense, in the broadest sense of the power of the commander-in-chief. All right, so here are the Democrats, this one-minute piece. Cut five.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military.
And the intelligence community.
Who take risks each day.
To keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
All right. The horns playing in the background here with this. Here's the biggest problem with this. Specifically, if you are going to recklessly jump into something like this, you got to tell us the specific area where you're calling upon this chaos to undercut directly the president of the United States, the commander in chief. I'd say the same thing with Biden and Obama, who were unconstitutional. They said, let them in. Let hordes of people here illegally into the country. Stand down. You can't do anything. Look that up, Chrissy Houlihan, in your Constitution, your pocket guide. See if it's in there, you clown. So they're all over the place. They talk about putting the military in direct conflict with American citizens. So are they talking about ICE? Those are not American citizens. Those are people that are here illegally. Are they talking about the Venezuelan gunboat stuff? Is that what they do? They want to get into this. Now, this issue, in my mind, ultimately will cut almost as strongly against Democrats as the trans issue in women's sports. That's how bad it will be. If you've been in the military, I'd love to get you in. 855-839-1210. Out of nowhere, calling this up with no context. Shouldn't they at least have to say disturbing, blowing up these Venezuelan drug boats? Do they want to have that debate? Do they really think America's going to side with them on this? What's the military doing to American citizens? What are they talking about? And by the way, Houlihan's background, I'm one of the few people to talk about that, is suspect in another way. She was the executive of a, quote, clothing company made in China, a sports apparel that I have a lot of doubts about. What is it with these Democrat progressive women here? Madeline Deans, the Inquirer, said they're making bikes in China exploiting people. Not me, the Inquirer. Houlihan, the clothing executive, before she went to Congress. All right, so right here in our backyard. And they put on that moderation, the civility, lecturing us. Mary Gay Scanlon, the Dean of Decency, and the Houlihan. Horsey country again. What in the world are they talking about? If you're going to bring up something, I don't even know if we know the numbers, how rare this is, that people say, I refuse that order, it's illegal. You know, there's a moment in Saving Private Ryan, are they going to shoot the prisoner or not? And even that isn't an order from Hanks. It's what they want to do. Hanks doesn't give them even an illegal order, even though it's sort of in that context of following orders with the sergeant and Ben Affleck. 855-839-1210. Out of nowhere, with Epstein raging and everything else, this is what they come up with. All right, I'm going to take some calls straight up on this. And again, if you have military service particularly, what were you told about an illegal order? And were you told, particularly in a combat situation, how difficult this must be? I haven't seen any of them out there today explaining themselves on this. The media going to, and the Philadelphia Inquirer, to the best of my knowledge, hasn't even reported this, with Houlihan being one of the main culprits here, or heroes. Are they just juiced up off the No Kings nonsense that now they're asking the military to resist? Everybody in the military knows about the illegal order, but it's an extremely rare thing. What illegal order or orders are they claiming? And they vaguely say, well, you know, Trump trashes the Constitution. That's not good enough here. You're not sitting on the bench. You're not the another rogue judge or anything. You got to be talking about an order here that is illegal. What is the illegal order? Why will they not say that? It makes them even more reckless, more craven, more just. You have to deal with these people again, defeat them every single one at every level that they run for. 855-839-1210. I'll give you the side question coming up. We're going to talk with our guy, EJ Antoni, about all things economic at 1230. And we have the senator who's mainly involved with going after Josh Shapiro and PennDOT. And PennDOT essentially told him, go to hell. It's Chrissy Noem's fault that this maniac from Uzbekistan ends up not only with a CDL license, he's here illegally, terrorism charges in another country, but he gets a real ID. Republicans are saying the right things. I think they have to go wilder over this. They have to take some kind of action that's going to force some kind of hearing, some kind of an investigation on this. They ought to be saying, we're doing it today. Whoever, you know, the Senate pro tempore ought to say, that's it, we're doing an investigation on this. We're holding a hearing. You're subpoenaed PennDOT, and I would subpoena 50 of them, 100 of them. Bring them to Harrisburg. Make them tell us, point by point, how did this guy get a CDL, and how did he get a real ID? All right, Marianne in Collegeville. She's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marianne, good morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Good.
I was calling because I wanted to make a couple points here. One, when you take an oath, you're swearing to defend the Constitution. In our day, you weren't allowed to wear a uniform to a political function, and you weren't allowed to have a political chatter. Your vote was your vote, but the goal of the military was to be just like their uniform in protecting the country and the oath to the Constitution. And that means with the president as your commander in chief. And that stupid video, there are young, impressionable people in the military who are going to take that as,
yep.
Well, if I disagree with that order,
yep.
Then that means I can disobey that order. And then they're going to be in a world of trouble with a court martial or, you know, being punished in some measure or fashion. And the whole thing is without context. It doesn't say what it's referring, why it came out. And I find it objectionable and borderline traitorous. And
Marianne, that was a great call. I like what you said, too. There could be two things. There could be people that hate Trump and might be a loose cannon, or somebody who's a patriot young, and they think what this means is this seems to be wrong to them in some way, shape, or form, whatever. And they're going to act on it here because of this being propelled, and they're going to be the victim of these Democrats.
That, and I think it's more than one. And I'm reading a great book now by James Patterson about Stand in My Boots or something like that. And it goes in one story, it describes how a young soldier misconstrues the meaning of, does he have to obey an order?
Mm-hmm.
And the commander has to describe to him, yes, this is a lawful order. And if you don't obey your orders in a timely fashion, many, many other people can be injured or killed. And I think putting out a video like that was just so irresponsible. I don't know what to say. It disgusts me. And I guess I've said enough, so you have other
guests. Thank you, Marianne. I appreciate it. Please call again. Thank you, Marianne. And look, the complicity of the, maybe the Inquirer, the 300 or 500 people, whatever they have that work over there, maybe they'll get around to this. And then they'll talk to Houlihan. What's the context, lady? Come on the show, just for once. I'll shut up, first 5 minutes. Spill your guts on all this. Then I might ask you about Chinese sweatshops, though. Yeah, we might have to, you know, talk about exploiting labor in China. What was your company doing in that regard? Following the guidance of the Dean of Decency and her husband and the bicycle stuff? All right, 855-839-1210. If you have military experience, this is a rare thing. It's break in case of fire. It's extreme. And I gave you what people in the military were telling me. They were told in basic training. All right, here's what that means. Here's what it would take. And they were also admonished, if you're under fire, you're in combat. Might not be the time that you bring something like this up, that even that could be problematic. And yet, they're telling the intelligence community, too, not just the military. They're telling them, disobey Trump. Don't do it. They're saying, essentially, when I hear that, Trump is a walking illegal order. Not only that, how do they know what's constitutional and what's not? Based on what? The Supreme Court could change tomorrow. Yeah, well, it was unconstitutional here. Well, you didn't read the opinion. They changed it a week ago. Oh. This is going to have repercussions across the military. These people are insidious. Every single one of them. And the people in the Philadelphia suburbs continue to vote. You may vote in all these women that are obnoxious, but you don't get to lecture us about civility and everything else. I'm not engaging with a Chinese sweatshop. 855-839-1210. Our listeners are not involved exploiting people in that manner. Think about it, the Dean of Decency. It's a whole gang here, and it's the same thing that they do. They're moderate in tone. They get away with it. Well, they're starting. Guy Shiraki's been making his point not to be so moderate. Houlihan last week, what happened to civility? Interrupts Mike Johnson's press conference. You don't do that. You want to talk to him? You can talk to him. You can do whatever. But the media is there. He's taking questions. And she just says, I'm going to ask you a question, too. Wow, that's civility. Are the voters aware of any of this stuff in the suburbs? Can they once examine the records of all these blonde women, including the one, well, they did, and the one got ousted in Lehigh County? All right, side question coming up. We'll talk with EJ Antoni, too, coming up, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is Dom time. Last night, the Epstein thing on CNN, I caught a little bit of it with our special guest for Politics and Pints. This will be cut 9. Scott Jennings was dealing with this liberal film producer, and he said, this is an IQ test, something like that, and I'll play it, and you're failing it. That led to the other panelist jumping in, because the guy was black, and the other panelist was black, going after Jennings, and that led to a battle over racism. I mean, Scott Jennings is the hottest guy out there when it comes to conservatism in the media that we've seen in quite a while. Here's a little bit of how it sounded.
That is because they're under a great deal of pressure from all corners of the sort of Trump movement with real threats and threats of lawsuits. And I think that to the extent that they have been standing up, and by the way, only a small number of them have been standing up, they've done so with a great deal of bravery. And I think that, look, this is one step along the way. We still need to see if Trump signs it, and we still need to see how his executive branch will actually roll these files out, if they do at all. Personally, I'm not optimistic, but I'd be very happy to see Trump prove me wrong. I think the bigger issue here, and I really think it's important that we step back from the Democrats versus Republicans versus Trump thing, and talk about the fact that what we're talking about here is over 1,000 women, according to the Trump FBI, who were victimized by Jeffrey Epstein, young girls and women. And, you know, I try to put that in perspective. Imagine your average American high school. Every girl at that high school and the high school at the town over and the high school at the town over from that. And I really don't think this is a Democrats versus Republicans versus Trump issue. This is a powerful men who did very bad things and their victims. And there's really only one side that, at least the way that I was raised, it makes sense to stand on. And I really have real questions for anybody who is trying to obfuscate or diminish what's actually going on here. And again, Scott, you keep saying, well, he didn't do anything, there's no indication of criminality. If that's true, he should be elated that we're putting these
things
out.
If that's true, it is true. Can you name any evidence?
I would like to see the evidence. What I'm saying is,
you think after 10 years of public life, you wouldn't know it already?
No, I don't. That's exactly the point.
Oh, my goodness.
Scott,
this is an IQ test. Don't fail it. Come on, man.
Scott, that's
10 years Donald Trump has been in public life.
That's embarrassing.
Scott, it is an IQ test. I mean, for 10 years, we haven't heard any names. So you really think that no one's involved?
No, obviously Larry Summers was involved. Stacey Plaskett was involved. There's all kinds of people involved with
Jeffrey Epstein. If someone was involved, we would know about it. They would be prosecuted. It would be done and dusted. The last 10 years, no one has been prosecuted for this. Is that a sign that nothing has happened?
No. Absolutely not.
So then
my
why
question,
are you saying that
directly,
is the case for
My
Trump?
Question directly to him is... If-
All right, and the question went on to talk about the implication with Trump where there is none here. So don't forget, politics and pints. Scott Jennings will be on before December 9th. I'm working on that as we speak during the show. But we got him December 9th, our next Politics and Pints, at a great spot, Colonial Theater. You may have been there before. We were over there before with the four hosts. The gravy sauce to base kind of took over from everything else. But Scott will be here, the brand new book, talking extensively with Trump and Elon Musk. But inside, and I hope to put a montage together of him facing down a lot, like last night's, could be one of them, because then there was a follow-up. And the host just goes after Jennings now, almost routinely, as opposed to anybody else. Get those tickets now, 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. We hope to see you there. If Scott survives me driving him out there and dinner and everything else, it's going to be a fun night. All right, we're already working that up. There'll be a lot of stuff. I may have to teach him the two-footed driving technique on the way and then there. 1210WPHT.com. Don't forget, the meet and greet part is a large part. It is a great value. You're backstage. You get to interact with him. I'm there with you. It's a lot of fun to see what people, and I kind of eavesdrop, what are they interested in, and I kind of work that into the show. All right, the side question today, and we'll take your answers right after EJ and Tony, is Henry the Kindle was founded or started yesterday, right, or today?
Correct, well,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Debuted.
The Kindle used to be seen as cutting-edge technology. So we're looking for something that maybe even appeared to be, wow, the next big thing. Could be a person, could be a thing, a product. And then relatively shortly after that, it got phased out, if not obsolete. It's just not hot. It's not that. And with technology, man, this could happen instantly. I'm going to take off. I've told the story many times. I was doing overnights at WWDB, and I saw on Drudge, wow, this is, it's going to revolutionize the world. What was it? The Segway.
Yeah.
When I saw it, he teased it for 4 hours. When I saw it at about 5:15, I was on until 5:30. Talking to the morning host, Paul W. Smith. You going to ride a Segway? And the last I saw them, they're in a parking lot, four of them, over at Fifth and Market, where there's some tourism. And occasionally you see people out there, they give you the helmet and they go out.
Oh, my God.
There's only that number.
And
they're in
that.
This parking lot where we used to park. They're stored there. That's it. No guards, no nothing.
No, why
no
would
revolution.
You guard them?
Oh, the Segway. People are not going to be walking. They're going to be driving around in Segways all over the place. All right. What's yours, Henry?
Yeah, I guess people do it. They just don't want to look that goofy anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they have their automated skateboards and bikes and whatever.
Right.
Not
exactly.
Just, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think the one person I'm going to take off was actually the answer yesterday's winner.
Okay.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Okay.
I mean, this guy was anointed the next crypto king, founded FTX. You know, he had arenas being named after his company, and lo and behold, oh, no, that was complete fraud. I mean, a guy couldn't have been, you know, handpicked by all the rich Americans out there saying, this guy's the future, this guy's this, this guy's that. You know what? You know what he is now? He's in jail. That's all he is now. He's just another inmate. And you know what? A product I'll take off. Well, I guess you can't really call it a product, but the way to pay for things now. I mean, cash. It's just become obsolete.
Oh, that's it.
I go to the supermarket. I go to the self checkout.
Yeah.
There's no option to pay with cash. No, if I wanted to do that, I'd have to wait in line with everybody else and go through the checkout like a normal person. Where this, I can just walk up, tap, get those points on my credit card. Oh, man, there's nothing better than paying with the credit card.
Yeah, until identity theft, or you have to bribe a guy on the Schuylkill Expressway to get you out of the jam. Then you have to slip him a 50. All right, Kirk, how about you?
All right, so I have two, and I might get some blowback. I think it's the landline that's gone obsolete.
We
all have smartphones. Echo Henry. And a second, I think I'm getting blowback maybe, newspapers, because everything is on your phone, computer, internet. So that's my two.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I held a newspaper. I know when. So Greg left his newspaper out here, and I picked it up and read it at home. That was it.
I'm sad I missed out on kind of like – aggressively reading your newspaper in public places like the train or like a park bench.
The Sunday afternoon,
you know,
Inquirer.
Opening up.
Was, it was great.
Never got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You sit there with your phone or your whatever device. Not the same. All right. So we'll get to all your calls. Hit us with that. Get your name into the running. The great EJ Antoni with us. Had him on this national show the other night. Brilliant stuff. Affordability. What does he say about the 50-year mortgage, among other things? And I might ask him about the Saudis. I you know what? When they get out of town, I can't even look at the screen on Fox. I'm like, get them out of here. I know President Trump, big deals with them. Good. Now get them out of here. Just go back to Saudi Arabia. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, one of our favorites, Dom Giordano's show. It's always a good day here when Dr. E.J. Antoni's with us. He is the chief economist and Richard Astor Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. That's got to be a big building. EJ, federal budget, that probably takes up 10 blocks then in Washington, right?
Maybe a little more than that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. You got to have teams of people there. No, the Heritage is a great spot to broadcast from also. So, EJ, we talked the other night a little bit. How are you feeling with the affordability thing and some of the moves that Trump administration's made, even in the last couple of days?
Dom, the word I would use is progress. right? Mm-hmm. We haven't fixed the problem. There still is very much an affordability crisis in this country. But I think two things can be true at the same time. You can say we have made progress and we haven't actually solved the entire problem yet. And that's really not surprising. I'm left scratching my head, honestly, Dom, at the number of people who are saying, oh, my gosh, he has been in office 3 seconds. Why hasn't he fixed this yet? Maybe it's because we didn't get here overnight and we're not going to get out of it overnight. And I don't think anybody ever said we were going to. It wasn't as if 4 years worth of problems were going to disappear in 4 seconds. But again, we've made progress. We're not going to rest on our laurels. There's still more work to do to make life affordable for the average American.
Now, this one affects you and me. The pasta industry here in Philadelphia is appalled. Are we going to see 107% tariff on Italian-made pasta?
I think we're going to see a deal worked out, honestly, between Maloney over in Italy and President Trump, or at least Scott Bessent and the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick. My guess is we're going to have some kind of deal worked out to avoid a lot of these tariffs. Or if we do get the tariffs, they're not going to be in place very long, again, before some kind of deal is worked out. Look at what's happened with China. I mean, we had higher tariffs on them than anybody else. That continuously got ratcheted up as the rhetoric got worse and worse between China and between the United States, until finally China realized, you know, we can't keep this going forever. We just got the latest trade deficit info today, actually. We have seen the trade deficit with China truly collapse over the last several months. And that's because China can't play this game as long as we can. So they're giving in. And now the tariffs on Chinese products have come down as we negotiate things like the rare earth mineral deal.
Right.
Fentanyl, trying to stop all the fentanyl that's coming into this country and killing Americans. The tariffs have proven to be an incredibly effective bargaining chip in this president's pocket.
I use that as a metric in my mind, junior economist EJ, the trade deficit. Yet the new think seems to be trying to say, maybe some of it's just anti-Trump. Come on. Trade deficit with X, Y, and Z, it doesn't matter. Okay, I get it with Vietnam. They couldn't be on our level. But with China, I think it really is a good metric toward what you're talking about.
And Dom, you know, the trade deficit sometimes gets a bad rap because of the word deficit. That just has such a negative connotation to it, right? But it's not always a pejorative. For most of this country's history, we had a trade deficit. I'll give you one very long period that I think illustrates it quite well. From even before our nation was founded, back to pre-revolutionary times, all the way through the Gilded Age, we had a trade deficit every year except for 7 years. And I can tell you which ones they were. They were during the Revolutionary War and during the War of 1812. For some reason, the British Empire didn't want to trade with us very much. And then also there were 3 years of banking panics. Mm-hmm. And that basically meant that Americans didn't have enough money to buy anything from abroad. So the trade deficit went away. But during the entire time when we had that trade deficit, the flip side of that, of the other side of the same coin, so to speak, was an investment surplus. This is what we call the Alexander gains from trade. In other words, foreigners were taking all of the money that we were paying them for stuff, and they were turning around and reinvesting that money here in the United States. This is the deal that President Trump just got with Saudi Arabia the other day, where they're going to invest $1 trillion. Well, where did they get that $1 trillion to invest here in the United States? It's the money we gave them for their oil. So this is really a win-win for the United States when that is your trade deficit. But when your trade deficit is selling off productive assets like American farmland to the Chinese Communist Party, that's not a win-win. That is short-term gain for long-term pain. That's where a trade deficit becomes bad.
Now, EJ, as I see it, I've talked about that. I may have talked with you about it the other night, too. You have the grocery store prices. Those things might be transitory, those kind of things. But the housing crisis is a big one, and it creates despondency among those first-time home buyers, median age 40 now. So we have people float out ideas. I don't know if that guy's been heard from that came up with a 50-year mortgage. If you were there sitting in the Oval Office and they come in, 50-year mortgage, Mr. President, go with that, maybe even 100, what would you be saying?
Well, I hope that man hasn't been heard from anymore because it was such a horrible idea. Look, yeah, here's the problem with the 50-year mortgage, Dom. It may sound great from the standpoint of, hey, for the average first-time home buyer, this is going to reduce your monthly payment by roughly $200 a month. Wow, that's great. $200 a month can go a long way today, right? All right, but in exchange for that, you have 20 years of additional payments, and it's virtually all interest. And so you're not only exploding the amount of total interest that you have to pay over the life of this loan, but on top of that, you know, what's the average family? How long does the average family stay in a home after they buy it? Only about 12 years or so. Well, over the course of those 12 years, how much equity are you going to build when it's a 50-year mortgage?
Yeah.
Virtually none, because your initial payments, your initial years are all just interest. There's almost nothing paid towards principal. And so this is basically a way to create perpetual renters, not a way to actually increase affordability. And as proof of that, it's not just in the math, which is very clear, but also you can think of it just from a philosophical standpoint. What does this do to address the underlying mismatch of supply and demand? Nothing. It doesn't do anything.
No, absolutely. What would address that? Is there anything in the near future, say within a year or two, that could address that?
Well, certainly the deportation of illegal aliens is going to be a huge help. I mean, you're talking about in just 4 years, Biden imported over 10 million people illegally. But whatever the case, whether it was legal or not, the fact is those people all came here and needed a place to stay, and they're occupying dwellings that therefore can't be occupied by Americans. That represented a huge surge in demand for housing, and it was not matched by an increase in supply. And can we please dispense with this silly notion that somehow all of these illegal aliens are in the construction industry and are building homes, and if we deport them, then home construction is going to plummet? If that was true, then we should have seen a huge increase in home construction and in employment within that section of the construction industry when all of those people came here illegally. But we didn't. We never saw that big increase. So why would we see a decrease when we kick those people back out? It's absolute nonsense.
Is there
a little longer term than a year is we have to address the supply concern and we need to build more homes.
Is there any industry, do you think, that we would really be hit with if we saw a massive self-deportations, even bigger, Egypt? I agree with you on construction. People will take those jobs. They'll be involved in them. I guess like meat packing, something like that, would that be a problem?
No, because we have so many Americans sitting on the sidelines right now. Now, I do think, Dom, that what you need to do at the same time you remove illegal aliens is you need to reform the welfare state in this country.
Right.
One of the really devastating things that the Biden admin did was they greatly increased who could actually be eligible for these programs.
Right.
And so literally millions of Americans decided to leave the labor force and just go on the dole.
Yeah. EJ, what are you working on right now? What's imminent? What's next up for you?
Oh, a big project I'm just wrapping up is looking at how the average American's 401k has done this year under President Trump. And the very good news is that after you inflation adjust everything, the average American's 401k has almost made up all of the ground it lost under the 4 years of the Biden administration.
Wait a minute now. I look at mine twice a day. You can't tell me after what Biden did to me that Trump made that up.
Believe it or not, Don, believe it or not, because so much. Look, here's the thing. It's not just nominal, right? It's not just the dollars. It's what those dollars can buy.
Yes.
That got hammered so badly under Biden, especially the bond market. Bond market got crushed under Biden. We have seen such a great recovery this year with almost no inflation. That combination has meant that we've regained most of the ground we lost in the previous 4 years, which is a pretty stunning reversal.
That is big. When is that out, EJ?
We're hoping to have that published within the next couple of weeks. So here you go.
Okay.
You guys just got the heads up on it.
Thank you, EJ, very much. Where do we follow you on Twitter, on X?
The handle there is at Real EJ Antoni.
Thank you, EJ. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Same to you.
Dr. EJ Antoni from the Heritage Foundation. I got to see that paper. That's going to be hard to make up for what Biden did. All right, we got you on the military thing we led off with. I'm coming to your calls on that. And the side question. We had great ones today from Henry and Kirk. Ones that something was really hot, person, place, thing, product, and the shelf life was not that great. And you go, well, yeah, that was once unbelievable. I can remember when a fax machine, people, I had one right by the bedside. I was on overnights and, you know, just, oh, here's the fax.
I got another one for you if you want it.
Go ahead.
I thought about taking it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Back in October 9th, 2016, it was a Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton debate.
Right.
And a man in a red sweater, a husky man in a red sweater with a white shirt and a silly mustache, got up to ask a question.
I
took the internet by storm. Right. Do you remember his name?
I don't remember the name, though.
Ken Bone.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. So the look of this guy,
the name,
the everything, the demeanor, the mustache, it just kind of all went viral. It is just such a flash in the pan right there. You know, he caught it, thought he'd be big for a second, and then it's like, oh, where did that guy go?
Exactly.
I think he's still walking around in the same outfit, being like, look at me, I'm Ken Bone. It's like, who?
It's not even a 24-hour wonder now. It's like 5 seconds. The Hoctua.
Hoctua, there you go.
Yes.
Got her internet fame, did the rug pull on a on a coin, and then haven't seen her since.
Imagine your New York Mets having her throughout the first pitch. It probably was a spitball.
Grimace and the Rizzler.
Yeah, the she definitely was thrown a spitball, without a doubt, among other things. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano. So we played you fired up right after the show. Last night, nationally, on this national show, it was nuts. The volume of calls was unprecedented. And not one said, oh, yeah, good for the Democrats. They're warning people about all these illegal orders Trump is giving. Media, incurious. Philadelphia Inquirer still hasn't covered it. When they do, they'll have some cockamamie expert who, you know, was disgruntled in the military. Well, you know, there's a point there. What's the point? What are they talking about that Trump is giving illegal orders about? Using the military on American citizens. People here illegally are not American citizens. Are we talking about the Venezuelan stuff? Let's discuss it. Let's go to Bill in Monco. Bill is on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, good afternoon. You probably know my military background from previous calls, but I was part of the cleanup of a situation in the American military where an unlawful order was given. And I can tell you that story, you know, in another time. So I know what an unlawful order looks like. Like I said, having, you know, been part of the cleanup in that situation, none of the orders, whether it's the Federalized National Guard in Chicago, American cities going in, the narco terrorists, you know, hitting the boats with the Hellfire missiles, none of those have been unlawful orders. Now, you can question the judgment of them, but from a strict military standpoint, UCMJ, they were not unlawful orders. And I made a comment on LinkedIn because this same discussion was going around. And I think in the case of the narco terrorist, the Southcom commander that's going to retire early, if he really thinks that's an unlawful order, he's duty bound to resist it right now. To refuse the order right now, to stand for a court martial, to be judged by a jury of his peers, which would be fellow flag officers, and test the legality, show some courage, profile courage. If it's really that bad, and it's really coming, it's a legal order coming for commander in chief, he's duty bound right now to resist it or not obey it, not, you know, retire and then collect his retirement and then get a board position with some defense contractor. But I agree with you, being a retired general officer, what they're putting out, you know, Kelly and Houlihan and all those, that is really subverting the chain of command. And they're going to get away scot-free because they're not in uniform. They're not going to suffer any penalties as a result. They might get donations, political donations and points. But it's a shame because they're setting a stage where they're actually they're encouraging insurrection within the military itself.
And Bill, they're going to get
anything like it.
They
Dom.
Might get somebody youngish, whatever, and thinks he's doing the right thing, not even hating Trump, but he hears all this stuff, and that kid, that person, male or female, is going to get in big trouble. And nothing. The one I'm not surprised it's Slotkin or even Houlihan. Mark Kelly, though, is surprising to me. I don't agree with him on some stuff. But doesn't he strike you? He knows better than to get engaged in this.
Yeah, he seemed pretty buttoned up to me. I mean, he, you know, believes, okay, he's been peddling the fascist nonsense and all that. But he's been pushing the envelope, but he hasn't, you know, pushed it too far. Now he's pushed it too far. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you. And as always,
can I get my side question?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. Yes.
Yes. I'm going to say the Concorde, the supersonic passenger jet,
right,
as opposed to revolutionized travel, and it's not even doesn't even exist anymore.
All right, guess who is subsidizing this to a degree? That's not quite. They're doing tests on it again. The evil NFL. Why do you think the evil NFL is doing that?
For the NFL games overseas.
Yes, they can cut the travel time in half. They're going to put franchises in Europe.
Exactly.
Oh, God. It never ends. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I just,
hey, thanks.
Just read they were testing it again in the desert. And the NFL is the biggest backer of this. And they're saying, well, if it only takes 4 hours to get to London or wherever,
right.
Oh, man, we'll put a franchise there. People coming around to my point of view, I think they won't come around to my point of view because they like NFL football too much. Then they'd have to admit, oh, man, I'm a sucker. They'll do anything they want to me. I understand completely. You know, I mean, I still watch the Sixers. So who am I to throw stones?
Biggest sucker of all watching the Sixers.
Yeah, who am I to throw stones here? But, yeah, the NFL, Wall Street Journal, big story. Is sporting the testing, development, really monitoring, sending their people there, and they're convinced if you can get it down to 4 hours, then you could have franchises, at least in London. I'm not sure where else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't be playing in the NFC East anymore.
That's right. Well, the NFC East will say Piccadilly. Yeah.
We're going to have the Frankfurt Galaxy Hamburg Sea Devils. Yeah.
Can you imagine these Eagles fans? They'll probably fly over there. Oh, yeah. Why not? We're going to pack the house.
Oh, absolutely. They fly over.
Well, if you get 20 people, you'll pack the house for these games. Can you imagine how boring and just NFL football in Piccadilly Circus?
Well, people are finding out that the concessions overseas are wildly different.
No,
and it's upsetting people.
Oh, I can imagine. Absolutely. All righty. It's 855-839-1210. A little bit later, we're going to talk with Senator Jared Coleman. He's the Republican pushing back now against Josh Shapiro, and Josh Shapiro's people are pushing back. They're blaming Kristi Noem, saying, hey, we're just following what the Fed say. Why, a guy from Uzbekistan, if a guy's in line and can't read English and everything else, you're going to give him a real ID? You're going to give him a CDL? No. This demands Republicans got to say, not after Thanksgiving, not after the new year. They have the power. You know, the Senate pro tem, just say we're holding a hearing right now and we're subpoenaing every one of these people, starting with Josh Shapiro. Bring him in. How was this maniac allowed an 18-wheeler that caught him in Kansas, terrorist in another country, here illegally? They want to blame somebody. I don't care as long as somebody's held accountable on this. Do it now. You have the power. You can institute the hearings. You don't have to wait for anybody. All right, 855-839-1210, and we'll also talk with Joe Concha, one of our all-time favorites. You know, he's working on that book, The 99 Most Unlikable Persons. So get ready. Don't say the usual ones. Come on. You can't say Nancy Pelosi anymore.
Yeah.
Come up with a new one.
I'm sure there's some, like, one-hit wonders that can make their way into this book as well.
Well, who is a good question, and you can hit me on my Twitter. You can call in. Who is the unlikable person now? You're still not going to say Hillary, lock her up. Come on. We're tired. We're tired of Pelosi. Jasmine Crockett doesn't have enough name recognition, I don't think.
No, not yet.
So is it a female? Is it a male? It's not Chuck Schumer. Nah, you're not going to get crazy over Chuck Schumer. It's not Hakeem Jeffries. Who is it that the juices flow just at the mere mention of their name? Larry Krasner? Yeah, for me, yeah, but he's too local. Not a national figure. Who's the national figure? Henry, do you think they have one? I don't know if there is one right now.
I don't think so, no.
No, I don't think it would be AOC. AOC doesn't.
That's like that's what I was thinking. That's like the closest one, but at the same time, yeah, it's like.
I see the upside that she has in addition to the downside. Yeah, so I don't see going there with that. Who is it that sets you off? You can't go with the oldies. You can't say Budgewire. The Budgewire area's out.
Well, he set anybody off. Yeah. He set himself off.
Right, I know, but it's on Budgewire. That's the answer.
I think someone's going to call in and say his or her ex-wife or ex-husband.
There you go. We have that segment. Okay, so we got all that going on, and a great side question, 855-839-1210. By the way, yesterday, I was debating a parking authority here who was nice and gave me a rescission ticket. Here's my message of the day. I think I could have been 15 to 18 seconds too late, literally.
Right.
So maybe that did it. She gave me a form to fill out. I put it in our safe box just in case they send a ticket. It's called a rescission form. It says, no, that didn't happen. Block it. And she claims that if I get a ticket and I put that in there, it'll be rescissioned. Huh. My point is, yesterday was such a big day. We had this one, the side question, but also it was something to do with Pelé scoring his 1,000th goal, right?
Correct, yeah.
That's got to be a side question. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Debuted. Yeah.
That's a definite side question. So help out if you see an angle to it. We didn't have the angle yet, but those just tickle my fancy. All I would say is biggest in four in the history of sports, not just because of their achievement, but they're bigger than anybody, are Muhammad Ali, Pelé, Wilt, and can't say Jim Brown. The game. I have to think of the fourth, ooh, even though he's the best. I don't know who the fourth is that's bigger than life type of stuff, but Babe Ruth, Ali, and Wilt are all bigger than life, and Pelé. All right, there's my four.
Okay,
we go. They're bigger than life. It's not the records or whatever. It's just you
the persona, the mystique around them.
Yeah. And I don't know who the biggest there that just the most. Probably Babe Ruth.
With the called shot and all the stories about him. Yeah. He's just the hot first dogs
one.
And beer.
Yeah, he's the first one. The legend. It's like Paul Bunyan you want. 855-839-12. Oh, I see a contender. That's a pretty good one. Hey, empty nesters, are you seeing price reduced signs popping up all over? If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit for months. Well, not if Diane Cardano's on there. You get her because she's been helping homeowners avoid those dreadful price cuts for years. She's got the tricks of the trade to make sure your home sells fast in days for top dollar. Right now is the time to get your list of low-cost fix-ups for your 2026 sale and a copy of her brand new book, The Smooth Sale Method. She'll be bringing copies and signing copies at the Abington Firehouse November 25th. That's a Tuesday between 9 and 5. I'll be there around 4. She'll also be giving out the free apple and pumpkin pies to our listeners. So before you slap a for sale sign on your lawn, come to Diane's book signing pie event. Get a free copy of her Smooth Sale Method book and a free pie. She has apple or pumpkin. Diane says, don't miss this one. RSVP at getfreepie.com. That's getfreepie.com or call 215-576-8666.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.